We're going to chat with ISU head men's basketball coach Dan Muller, sponsored by your country financial agents, Steve Peterson and Melissa Eisenberg. And there's Coach now. Good morning, Coach. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Disappointed, I'm sure, that you were not selected to play in the NIT, but you were hopeful. That's the term you used, right. I think, hopeful.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I knew it was a little bit of a long shot, and as I watched different number one seeds not win their conference tournaments across the country, I knew our chances kind of dwindled throughout the weekend. But we did practice. I mean, our guys were going to be ready just in case. But it's not like last year when I really felt like we were going to and should have been in it, so we turned, we didn't. This year it was like, okay, we got to be ready just in case. It'd be great for this team with no seniors, all the adversity to play in it. But I knew it was a bit of a long shot.
Well, you know, it reminded me of last year. That's where you sent out the tweet heard around the world, yeah, asking for some quality games. How'd that work for you? Did you get some phone calls?
Well, I mean, really, how did that work? We got one game out of it, Ole Miss. We did have, I think right now, we had the 10th toughest non-conference strength schedule in the country this year. So we had a really good schedule, but, you know, it's so hard. Like last year, I know I kind of talked about this, but you try to schedule teams that you think are going to be good. And so, you know, last year, Tulsa, New Mexico, you know, some other teams that you feel like are going to be good and don't quite have the year. This year, it just so happened that Boise and Nevada and BYU had great years. And so it kind of works out, but it's a bit of a, it's hard. You know, the thing I'll complain about this morning is not us. It's the same thing that you complain about every year. St. Mary's, MTSU doesn't get in. MTSU's not even in the first four out. And so if you take the non-power conferences, you know, the only at-large bids were Nevada, who would have, if they would have won their conference tournament, Mountain West would only have one. And then you got the A-10 had three. But if St. Bonaventure or Rhode Island would have won, they would only have one at-large. And so it's just becoming increasingly difficult, no matter what your schedule is, to get in if you're not in one of those big conferences.
Yeah, and that's got to be frustrating. I mean, you can yell and scream all you want, but they're the NCAA, and they're going to do what they do.
It is frustrating, and it's not just frustrating for me. I guarantee you, Kermit Davis this morning, and I mean, Coach Bennett. I mean, it's just, as I said, and I'll continue to say it, but it's just unfair that you don't get the opportunities and you get held accountable for a loss that maybe, you know, one thing that bothered me a little bit is I was listening to Bruce Rasmussen, who's the head of the committee this year. He's the AD at Creighton. And he was very transparent, which was nice. I didn't listen to a lot of his comments, but a few days ago he talked about how important it is to see teams in person and how that allows him to, you know, maybe get a feel for teams or the committee to get a feel for teams when you see teams in person, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you think those guys saw the Missouri Valley play in person? How many times do you think any of those guys really went and saw MTSU play in person?
Well, if you hope that he comes from Creighton, that he would have seen a couple of games.
No chance. Big East, baby. No chance they saw us in person. Loyola, you know, it's like Loyola. I think their RPI is like 25 right now. And most likely, I think we all know, if they wouldn't have beat us, they wouldn't have gotten in. And if you want to see teams in person, you got to go see lots of teams in person, not just the Big Ten and the Big East and what have you. But either way, let's talk about our team a little bit, which I'm very proud of this year. Disappointed first day I wake up that our season's officially over, but really, really like my group a lot.
So what do you – will you get together as a team one more time?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, so last night we actually were practicing. I scheduled practice at 6:30. And so we were practicing during the show. I didn't want to watch it because I knew it was a long shot. So as soon as we found out we weren't in, and kind of practice was over, and I let the team know. And the best thing about this group, I mean, they were really, really, really wanting to play. And I know that sounds like, well, every year you should feel like that, but it's just not the case. And they were disappointed. It's spring break this week. So a number of guys will go home. Some guys from, you know, across the country are going to stay in town. But we'll get together next Sunday, Monday, have a kind of end-of-season team meeting, have some individual meetings, give them some time off, and get back to work.
Yeah, you know, and we kind of talked about how athletics anymore, it's, I don't, let's compare it to when you were playing. Was it a year-round deal? I mean, today it just seems like they're working out, keeping in shape year-round. It's not just from October through March. It's year-round now.
You know, I would say, you know, a lot of that's per the NCAA rules. So when I was playing 24 years ago now, they had just come up with allowing to work out, you know, outside of practice. And so as the rules expanded and you could do more things in the summer access, which started 10 years ago, it has become a little bit more structured year-round. But did we have workouts after our season when I played? Absolutely. It's the summers where it's increased as far. But now, we were here all summer, our entire team. The coaches just couldn't work with us. So we could lift and run, and we just play pickup and work out on our own. But we were still here the entire summer. So I don't think it's changed a ton in 20 years. Maybe in the last 40 or 50 years it has. But as access to the gym becomes more readily available and strength conditioning programs have become better, it has increased kind of the importance of your summers.
Wow. They got to play basketball. Is that it?
Yes.
A pickup game. Got to play basketball all the time. How much of that was going on, these pickup games?
It depends. Some programs a lot. Some programs not much. I mean, we'll give them a couple weeks off and then get back to some work. Our workouts in the, you know, this time of year are much more relaxed than before the season. A lot of skill development and just kind of shooting. And it's a long season, so we do want them to take a break. It is important. You know, there's a lot of injuries these days, and so there's that fine line of wearing them down the entire year. And so you're always trying to balance that. But can't get better unless you work or something. So
I know.
You know, how it works in sports.
Back when Michael Jordan was playing ball, he had, what was it, love of the game clause in his contract, that he was allowed to play pickup basketball games, which I guess is unheard of now.
Right.
Do you
right.
worry about that with your players, you know, these pickup games and
No, I'm not. I rarely worry about injury. I guess I should more because we have injured players every year. But it's part of the game. If guys get hurt, they get hurt. You know, you can't avoid everything. We do, again, try to limit some of the things they do at times. But, you know, I'm not going to have guys not play if they want to play in general.
That's the dad in me. Don't be doing that. You're going to get hurt. So what's
you get hurt.
Yeah. Well, so what do you do? I imagine you're watching a little bit of the basketball over the weekend. I don't know. Did you get a chance to see any high school hoops over the weekend? We've got another weekend of it coming up here, but I imagine you're focused right now on some high school kids, huh?
We practiced through the weekend. Well, we practiced Friday and Sunday, didn't practice Saturday, and so that limited some. I went and saw some games last week, and this week I'll hit the road, and my staff hit the road recruiting. Especially because it's spring break and our guys are gone. So recruiting right now, we'll go kind of through the end of the year, but obviously we're in pretty good shape recruiting-wise and don't have a whole bunch of need right now. But that is, now that the season's over, recruiting is probably the main thing that most staffs are thinking about in addition to what you're going to do with your team kind of last month of school year.
All right, let me ask you a goofy question. If you're going to go see Kevin Bessler play in Peoria, you're interested in this kid, you're going to go watch him play. Do you let him know you're coming?
It depends. Usually you do. If you're just beginning to recruit a kid every once in a while, to be honest, sometimes I like to not let somebody know, just see how they play without them knowing I'm there. But usually, yes, you let them know, hey, or the assistant will let them know, hey, coach will be there. I always like to let the coach know.
That freaked me out. If I'm a player and I know that Dan Muller's going to come watch me play, I think,
you know, that happens sometimes, and it's like obviously I worked for Coach Starnes for a long time, and sometimes you take your head coach and the kid plays terrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's better than that. You tell him again, he plays terrible, and you say, I say, Coach, he's nervous. You're here. He just plays bad when you're here, and he says, well, that's an issue because I'm going to be at the games when he comes play. So, I mean, I'll figure that one out. Well, you're right, Coach. My bad.
That's pretty true.
There is some nerves. There are some nerves that can be involved, especially early in the recruiting process.
My dad used to tell me stories when he was a baseball player, and this is got to be back in the 40s. No, back in the 50s, that a scout from the Cubs was going to come down to watch him pitch, and he got knocked out before the guy even got there. So
I guarantee that scout's like, are you serious? That happens sometimes too. You go somewhere recruiting and the kid gets hurt or whatever. Or the worst in basketball is when a kid gets in foul trouble.
Yeah.
Because you can't control that. You know, if somebody gets hurt, and you should know about it before you show up. But in basketball, if you get there, two fouls in the first 2 minutes, kid sits on the bench. You know, that's like, jeez. But part of it.
All right. So, hey, when do you get to relax?
You know, recruiting and team, but we've got time. I mean, we're right now, again, this week is pretty relaxed. We'll be out recruiting, but that's not too bad.
All right.
It'd be good to get our guys healed up and some rest, too, during this time.
Well, before you guys know it, you'll be back in the gym getting ready to go. What, September, October?
Yeah.
October? All right.
Shoot in the gym in a couple weeks, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. Fast. All right. Hey, thanks for being with us all season long. We do appreciate it. We look forward to a better season next year with all these guys coming back. And by the way, I want to mention, too, here, for five straight years now, you guys have finished higher in the MVC than they had projected, so... I always question those things anyway.
But
all right. Well, how you doing?
We've had a good little run.
All right.
To win it next year.
Thanks. Yes. Yes. Definitely. Thanks, Coach. All right. Coach Dan Muller on WJBC, sponsored by Melissa Eisenberg and Steve Peterson, your country financial agent.